transmission.
Give me a break. The actual time, and this can be confirmed by looking at your very own clock or chronometer, is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, among other very questionable organizations. And what are we doing today? Well, obviously we need to start with some tea. Oh, that's good. And once we get done with the tea, we can go to the numbers. What are the numbers?
The numbers are 100, number 185, number 241, number 406, number 580, number 586, number 785. Thank you.
You are welcome, numbers lady. Oh, I'm glad we got some numbers today. Those are good numbers. Woohoo! I'm having a fairly decent day today so far. Things were questionable yesterday. It was really bizarre. I woke up and I was pretty much fine, not any different than normal. And I got to doing some stuff and I was working on stuff, and then I started doing the show. And by the time I was halfway through the show, I started feeling weird. And by the time the show was over, I was like, blah, and I had the weirdest dizziness. I felt so dizzy that I couldn't even move. I couldn't stand up. And man, that really was sucked. It just, yeah, let me tell you. So I'm wondering if that's going to happen to me today. Because, I woke up and I pretty much felt like this yesterday, so now I'm wondering, am I going to be all sick and weird here in another hour or so? I don't know. It's also very inconvenient. Oh boy, so anyway. What have I been doing? What's been happening? What was I going to talk about today? Oh, I remember. I think I need more tea first. Oh, such good tea. Anyway, last night I was late, early in the evening, and I was thinking, blah, blah, blah. Maybe I'll watch some videos on YouTube or something, right? So I pull it up. And, you know, of course, if I haven't made this clear before, I'm not doing this on my computer. I'm watching this on my TV, which is fun because my TV has a built-in, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, yes, a client. My TV has a built-in client. No, my TV doesn't have an amp. No, it has no amps. My TV has clients. And so I called it up and the page shows up in, you know, 3 or 4 seconds. And here's all the recommendations, all the videos that are recommended for me. And I start scrolling through them just to see, you know, what's been recommended. And there's all the usual stuff, you know, some motorcycle racing, sidecar racing, F1 racing, a lot of football highlights, a lot of cricket highlights, and you know, other weird miscellaneous stuff like Mahjong highlights. All the weird stuff that I like. And then there was a video suggested. And it was a music video from a band that we have talked about before and that I have played on the Dubious Goals Committee. Now, the funny thing is I haven't seen any videos of this band pop up on my recommended list in quite a while, if ever, now that I'm thinking about it, because the one time that we did play them on Dubious Goals Committee, we had to go looking for them. But regardless, now the weird part of all of this is about 3 or 4 days ago, I was thinking, oh, you know what song I really want to hear that I haven't heard in decades? The song that you never hear on the 80s channel or whenever a radio station is doing, oh, the 80s weekend, you never hear this song. And the funny thing is even back in the 80s, I only remember hearing this song a couple of times. And I was going, wait, what is this? This is great. What is this? Who is this? Blah, blah, blah. And I remember at one point in time asking somebody, like it came on the radio and I said to somebody, hey, do you know who this is? And they said, yeah, it's Slade. Slade, yes, the band consisting of Noddy Holder and Jim Lee and some other people. Noddy Holder, he's the man. Delicious. So like 3 or 4 days ago, I was thinking of this song. I was thinking of this exact same song, thinking, what was the name of that song? And even though somebody once told me that it was the band Slade, nobody ever told me what the name of the song was. And I have never known. Now, can you hear that? The cat is outside the office. And she's yanging. So we gotta go out and see what the baby's doing. So we gotta grab all the stuff. Open the door. Hi. Oh, did you hear me talking? Yes, it's time for Dubious Goals Committee. And the cat runs upstairs. We don't go do Dubious Goals Committee upstairs. We do Dubious Goals Committee down here. Okay, whatever. The cat will come back down here when she figures out that I did not follow her. And of course, here she is now. Hi, baby. Hi, you want to get on a kitty banky? Okay, come on. Come on, get on a kitty banky. Get in the kitty pit. Here's a banky for you. Ugh. I don't feel super great, but I don't feel terrible. So anyway, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, the song. So there's this song. I don't know the name of it. I only tentatively knew who it was by, and I remember vaguely how it went. The melody at some point was partially, I can't whistle today. Oh, that was difficult to do. And I don't know, when I heard this when I was a young kid, I was like, wait, why does this sound familiar? Why do I know this? What is this song? I've never heard this song before. That's why I was super interested in the song and blah, blah, blah. And 3 days ago, I had that little melody going through my head again. And I was thinking, gosh, I'd really like to find out what this song is, but there's no way for me to do that because I don't have the technology. I don't have a phone, a smartphone, or a computer that I can sing into so it can figure out the song for me or anything like that, and blah, blah, blah. And then YouTube just happened to suggest a song to me by Slade that I had never heard before. So I said, wait a minute, is this what I think it is? I clicked on the video, and of course, it was the song I was looking for. And so, as you have probably figured out, we are going to listen to this right now. This is Slade with Run, Runaway. Is this in Mixolydian? Good song, Deppa. You like that song? Because you like to run away. Oh my god, it's so great. That was Slade with Run Away. Oh, and if you have the opportunity to see the video, and I think you should watch it, it is on YouTube. And of course, Naughty Holder always entertains me. He's got on a denim vest and a denim jeans, and he looks like he's wearing a denim hat, but no. And then Jim Lee has the greatest stage sense of anybody I've ever met. He knows exactly what to wear. And what is he wearing in this video? He's wearing a top hat, and what is this coat? It's not a tailcoat. I think it's a morning coat. He's wearing a morning coat or like a doctor's coat. And then these skin-tight, white, leopard-spotted pants. What is the vest? I don't know. So awesome. Oh, I love that song. I'm going to be listening to that song about 50 more times today just because It's so great. If you want me to listen to your song, if you want me to listen to your rock and roll music, put a lot of bagpipes in it. Throw in a lot of bagpipes, put in some violin, and stick to three chords and just crunch it out. Just crunch it out. What do you think about that, Pippa? Did you see the chameleon lying there in the sun? All things to everyone. Run away. Pippa is not running away. She's all piled up here in the kitty pit, doing kitty pit business. Because that's what kitties do. Ugh. How am I doing right now? I'm feeling a little weird. I mean, I'm a little queasy and weird and stuff. I'm going to take one of those meclizines here in a minute. Ugh, my guts are weird. Everything about me is a little bit weird today, but not as bad as yesterday, so... Oh, yeah, I got... All right, so... Yeah. Where am I going from here? I don't know. My side is weird. How am I supposed to sit here? What am I doing? I don't know. I'm confused. So, that ought to tell you something. Maybe my whole problem here is that I'm not drinking enough tea. Yeah, that's probably it. I'm also wondering what I should eat today. What am I going to eat for food today? I have a feeling it's egg rolls and rice day. Oh, this is good tea, though. Yummy. Yeah. All right, so, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, bagpipes. That's what I was talking about, bagpipes. Everybody who listens to this show is already pretty well aware that I do love the Great Highland Bagpipes, among other small pipes, Northumbrian pipes, Uilleann pipes, sackbut, all kinds of... Hey, if you've got some kind of animal stomach hooked up to some pipes, then yeah, I'm into it. I want to hear it. Let's see what you're doing. So we're going to listen to some more rock bagpipe music from Scotland with the Real Mackenzies. This is one of their drinking songs.
Just a wee bit tipsy tonight is the best that I've
You're a cab.
Oh, now I must go to wake up in time for a heave and a hoe. And tonight it was good to be bad. So we drink and we drink and we drink some more. And the only thing better than drinking for me is when I'm drinking with you. And we drinking for free. And we drink and we drink and we drink some more. And the only thing better than drinking for me is when I'm drinking with you. And we drinking for free. And we drink and we drink and we drink some more.
That's the shot.
Yeah, you got to watch the video for that one too, so you can see that they are in fact drunk already, and now they're falling down and almost falling off a cliff in their kilts in front of this Scottish Highlands castle. But anyway, yeah, that was the Real McKenzies with Drink Some More. And God, I like those guys. That's not one of their rebel rousing songs. That's obviously their, you know, they're yay or nostalgic drinking kind of stuff. And yeah, geez, now that makes me nostalgic for drinking, and now I feel like drinking, but actually I kind of don't. I'm kind of half dizzy as it is, and the last thing I need is alcohol, and I don't drink anymore because I did all my drinking already and I almost died from it. So we try to stay away from that these days, don't we, kids? Yes. Yes, we do. So as much as I'd like to go drinking with these guys, unfortunately, that's not going to happen. Oh, well. Could be worse, couldn't it? Yeah, now I'm kind of feeling bummed out. I need something a little bit more, I don't know. I need something to bring me back up. Something to... Yeah, you know what that means, of course, Olga. So do we need some Olga, or do we need some full-on toy dolls? We get a lot of toy dolls on and on radio these days. I'm glad I started that. But, what about the death of Barry the Roofer?
Yeah, Barry the Roofer, Bobby the Roofer. The ballads of Bobby's and
wins. This is, it's so stupid. It's awesome. Anyway, yeah, that was The Death of Barry the Roofer with Vertigo by the Toy Dolls. Yeah, one of my favorite songs by them, just because it's just another stupid song. And that's relatively recent, all things considered. That's not one of their older songs. You can just tell by the sound of Olga's voice. But yeah, if you don't speak Geordie or Macum, wait, Olga's from Sunderland, right? They're all from Sunderland, right? If you don't speak Mackie, or if you don't Macum, and if you don't have an ear for that Northumbrian sort of sound, you might not have figured out what that song was about. But basically, it was about Barry, who is a roofer, and he's drinking one night, and he's faced at the pub, and he gets an emergency call to go fix somebody's roof, and obviously he falls off the roof and dies. Because that's what you write songs about when you live, you know, up Tyneside. Tyne is a river, it flows through England, and it divides the towns of Sunderland and Newcastle. Why do I know that? Well, because football. Because football. Everything I know about geography is directly tied to either the Toy Dolls songs or or football. Or where do I find bagpipes or other cool musical instruments? Because I like cool musical instruments. And you should too. Have I mentioned that recently? You should probably go out and buy a musical instrument. They're pretty fun. They make you very attractive to whoever it is that you're trying to be attractive to. So get out there and play some music. I'm still a little bit queasy today. Ugh.
I'm not even going to ask why you're watching this.
Why are we watching 90210? We have to watch it. Yeah, it's a Smurf cake. Pin the bag on the Smurf.
Look at that.
Look at that.
You were expressive even back then.
Yeah, a child that learned how to wave when told to wave. That's expression. Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Well, I'm glad you got back safely.
Never worked again.
Forgive me.
I think there's a little too much history between us not to.
Yeah, maybe
we can't let sex and drugs ruin our longtime friendship.
Friends? It's all we should be.
Yeah, be in a band. It's fun. Gives you an excuse for all the sex and drugs.
Well, back to reality.
Yep.
Back to life.
So, check out this old sign.
You
want to
do some drugs and some sex?
Yeah, I was hoping it was a mistake.
Got 2 weeks to get out of here.
No, leave now.
Well, a lot could happen in 2 weeks.
Yeah, there could be an earthquake. There could be a coup d'etat. The music starts up, so you know what's going to happen next. There it is. Boom. Punching out. Just in time to tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that listens to Slade's 1984 hit Run Runaway every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Your home to the Dubious Goals Committee. Full of cat action and tea drinking fun. My name is Tobe. I gotta get out of here, so bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.